with your host, John Rush.
All right, we are back. Hour number two is upon us. Brooke Livingston joining us now. Brooke, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. How are you?
Doing good. You are a fiance of Officer Matthew, and I will get the last name wrong, so just pronounce it for me.
It's Mistretta.
Mistretta. Okay, I said that right in the promo, so I'm glad I at least got that much right. Okay, so talk to us about your fiance. He's facing 7 years in prison for arresting a murder suspect, and I said on my promo because of our anti-cop Michigan AG, but talk about that. I guess first off, tell us the story. How did he end up in this situation in the first place?
Right, so he initiated a traffic stop. He had backup with him at the time, another cop in their own vehicle.
Okay.
He is approaching the vehicle and his backup, the other officer, gets called to the scene of a homicide about a mile down the street. So his backup leaves, so it's just him and the driver and the passenger of the vehicle at this point. He's told over his radio that he has the shooting suspect on that traffic stop. So the first deputy on scene at the homicide, the victim's injuries were so brutal that they thought that he had been shot in the face initially before getting the whole story. So, hence why he told Officer Mistretta, Matt, that he had his shooting suspect on the traffic stop. Matt was able to get both of the suspects into custody, without incident. And there was a person in the apartment across the street who had no idea what was going on, just sees this traffic stop, starts recording, and they submit the video, which the AG's office sees that Matt has a knee on the suspect's back at one point.
Uh-huh.
He's looking at the passenger as well, who is not yet in custody.
Okay.
Again, it was just two on one. His backup had left. And the AG's office has now compared Matt's arrest to the death of George Floyd.
Oh, my word. And I've seen, I don't know why, I just happen to be watching of late all sorts of different videos from a different bail bondsman that's out trying to apprehend individuals. Or one the other day that happened to be a person that was wanted. He was an expert in martial arts. The bonds bailman knew that he was an expert in that particular area. The minute they got this guy, they got him down, put a knee on his back to make sure that he wasn't moving around, handcuffed him with his hands and his legs, and then chained between the two because they were worried what would happen because he's so skilled with his hands and his feet both. They were worried what would happen to them if they didn't do that. And I'm here to tell you, Brooke, it took two full-grown, I mean, these are pretty stocky guys. I mean, they do this for a living. It took two of these guys to subdue this one perpetrator, if you would, that had skipped bail to get him back down to jail so they could, you know, make good on their bond, if you would. But bottom line, I don't want to be in that position that these guys are in ever. And if I was, I definitely would do it the way they're doing it.
Yeah, you never know who you're arresting. And in this case, this guy had just killed someone. He has nothing left to lose. The only thing standing between him and going to prison is this one officer in front of him. He's already killed someone. Why
right.
not kill another person to avoid going to jail, which I think a lot of people sometimes fail to
Well, they always,
recognize.
Yeah, they definitely forget that. And Charlie, line real quick. But yeah, Brooke, so give us an update. Where are we at on this today? What's happened? And yes, you are unfortunately in the anti-cop state of Michigan, which we all know the history there. I don't have to get into that. We talk about that a lot on my program here. I also want to make sure I said this initially, the Pipe Hitter Foundation, which we've heard from before, they are supporting you guys in this, but tell us where we're at today.
Yeah, so the Pipe Hitter Foundation has agreed to back us, which we are so grateful for. I don't know what we would do without them. Financially, this has presented an absolutely tremendous burden on us as far as the legal costs. There was a hearing today. We were initially supposed to be heading to trial next week, but it has once again been pushed out. So we are headed to trial on April 13th now.
Okay. And then what is your feelings on what happens then? What are your thoughts?
I mean, it's really hard to imagine how they could possibly connect these thoughts together. They've got quite the challenge in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think a lot of people are generally quick to say, like, oh, I watched the video. This isn't going anywhere. But you just never know how it could go. So we're super thankful. Pipe Hitter Foundation has agreed to back us. If anybody's interested in watching the videos, they're generally available through, I think, the Pipe Hitter website. And then I've also started some social media, which I've essentially tagged as Defending Mistretta, which if you go to the Pipe Hitter website and look for his name, okay, you'll find it on there as well.
Okay. And for all of you listening, we'll have that up in our links that we can have on the website a little later tonight as well. And we are continuing to bring you guys different stories along these lines, because unfortunately, Brooke, you're not the only story along these lines. I wish you were, but you're not, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's becoming all too common. That's probably the worst part about this, is that it's not really unique. I think the ludicrousness of Matt's case in particular is unique, but unfortunately, this is becoming the trend, and that's kind of the terrifying part about this, is that it could really happen to any any officer
that's
at
right.
any time.
That's right. No, to your point, it's good for us to be aware of that. I mean, I say it all the time, Brooke, we've got to get some of this stuff fixed and handled, or we're not going to have any more good men or women wanting to even do that job. And unfortunately, that will start to change the face of things, because then only the thugs will want to do the job, which is what we don't want. We want good, solid men and women in that position wearing the uniform. Otherwise, it's going to be total chaos, which we don't want either.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I think that's the going trend, is that more often you see the most capable people leaving the position because
yep.
they're the first ones to leave and go find another job.
Which, by the way, Brooke, if we don't fix this, I can't blame them for that.
No, absolutely not. I mean, looking at what Matt has been through, this has been dragged out 2 years now
wow.
that he hasn't been able to move on with his life.
Wow.
That his life has been at a standstill, all for doing his job, for something that he probably should have gotten an award for.
Correct. Correct. Well, let him know that we are definitely on his side. We're going to promote this on our site tonight. We'll get as many people to follow up on the story as we can. And you know, again, as things progress, please let us know. We can have you back on, and we want to know where this goes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Brooke. Thank you. No, appreciate it very much. Again, pipehitterfoundation.org. We'll put the link up on the website a little later tonight. And yes, there's good men and women, folks, that wear the uniform that we want to support, men like Matt. And we've heard from others along those lines. And by the way, this is an organization we're getting more and more information and stories from like this, so we can keep all of you abreast of what's happening.